I have no problem at all about people making critical remarks about me or about the National Party. What I've objected to traditionally, or back for some time, is his use or anyone's use of stolen property of the kind that we put an injunction on last week.
Not necessarily all of it was stolen.
So he's urging you to back away from the injunction, saying that none of what's in the book is about your private or personal life.
I didn't for a moment think it was. I'm not interested in that aspect of what he may or may not have. And I think, as I said earlier to you today, members of the public who write to me have every right to expect that their correspondence will be treated privately.
This information is leaked, it's not stolen.
Look, some of the information he has is stolen, if he has what I think he has. Now, I haven't seen the book, I can't possibly comment in detail, I don't know.
What do you think he has? You just said, he has what I think he has. What do you mean?
I mean that the Herald and the North and South magazine talked about a book of emails, which suggests that many hundreds of emails, potentially thousands of emails, have been leaked or have been taken.
He stepped forward
and said, "I am a potential defendant in this case." I didn't identify him as that at all.
He says that this book will prove that you knew about the Brethren and the dealings with the Brethren a long time before that you came clean during the election campaign.
I'll be very interested to see what he has to say.
Is it true? Of course I do.
And what about links to anything in America?
Let's go back one second.
You also think your colleagues, sorry, Jerry Brownlee and Murray McCulley, even though they denied it right to the last minute, that the evidence makes it impossible that they couldn't have known for some time what was going on.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean by what's going on?
When you knew about,
Isn't this the reason why you should drop the injunction so this information can come out?
I don't think it's appropriate for people to use stolen property, which belongs to me. This is important for members of Parliament to be able to communicate with their constituents.
In the meantime, you can't combat these allegations with both of his lifetime.
Well, he can go to court, he can get the injunction set aside.
Well, could you just clear up whether you knew the Exclusive Brethren were going to attack the Greens beforehand? Could you just clear that up? Were they going to attack the Greens beforehand? Did you know anything about that?
I did not. What the Brethren told me in August 2005, and I made that very clear several times, is that they were going to issue some pamphlets attacking the government. When Rod Donald showed me an anti-Green pamphlet 2 weeks before the election, he said, "Did I put it out?" I said, "No." "Did I know who put it out?" I said, "No."
So you knew nothing about the Exclusive Brethren and the attack on the Greens the year before?
I did not.
Dr. Brash, Mr. Hager claims that National was involved in illegal and unlawful activity in the lead-up to the election, including election spending. Is there any truth in that at all?
Not to my knowledge. The only party which we know broke the law on the election spending was Labour.
But to your knowledge,
that is crystal clear.
Did National commit anything unlawful or illegal or dodgy ahead of the election?
Not to my knowledge. Absolutely not to my knowledge at all.
Do you know in 2005 when you first met the Brethren, when they first became interested in helping the National Party in the campaign? So look at when the election was and try and remember when your first meeting was, or a phone call or an email. Do you remember?
No, I don't. I don't think I've ever had an email from the Exclusive Brethren.
Can you say when you first became aware they were going to put out those pamphlets?
Best of my recollection, it would have been August 2005.
And there was nothing earlier in the year?
I had met them earlier in the year, but there was no discussion that I can recall about issuing pamphlets, and certainly not anti-Green pamphlets.
How about other senior members of your team?
To my knowledge, they had no particular meetings with...
Not to my knowledge.
And who set up those meetings? Do you remember?
Well, they did.
They rang you?
Yeah.
Personally?
They may have rang my secretary. I can't recall that, to be frank.
And you agreed to meet them, why?
Because I agree to meet almost anyone in the community who has a legitimate interest in talking to politicians.
Isn't it true that...
we're talking about the Brethren as if they're some kind of evil group who can't be talked to. I mean, I believe politicians should be able to talk to anyone in the community, including criminals, including atheists, including agnostics.
And did they offer you any financial support?
No, they didn't.
They never mentioned
that? No financial support was offered or received by the, from the Exclusive Brethren.
Do you stand by your earlier claim that you don't have the faintest idea who your donors are and that you wouldn't have any involvement in collecting
funds? Some donors, of course, told me. Some donors said, I'm going to contribute to the party. So, yes, I know some of their identities. Do I know all of them? No.
Did you have much involvement in fundraising?
No, I did not.
And what about on the issue of any American influence, American think tank, American body, American lobby groups?
Like neoconservatives, you mean?
Yeah.
Well,
Total denial?
I have no awareness of any neocons in the National Party campaign.
Any links?
I don't know of any links.
Isn't it true that when people make allegations like this, you would normally challenge them to produce the evidence? But in fact, you can't do that.
Well, at this point, the injunction requires them to release that to the court.
Have you got anything to hide, Dr. Brash?
It's even back of my, eyeball.
Have you got anything to hide?
Not to my knowledge.
So why don't you let this book be published?
Well, he has said he is caught by the injunction. I haven't seen the book. I haven't read the book. I've got no idea what he's got in it. What we've said is that it's inappropriate to have stolen material published for the world to see. People have a right to expect, when they write to MPs, that their correspondence will be treated confidentially.
Are you not entitled to leaked material yourself as National MPs? As Nicky Hager says,
there's a world of difference. There's a world of difference between someone who sends us one email and that leaks to us. I've sent some inadvertently myself, and a book of emails, which is what they allegedly have.
Are you going to dog your leadership through to the next election unless this book is published?
you have to answer that question.
Dr. Yep. Sherry, you're hiding behind the 25% of
I don't care what Mr. Hager said, I know what I am, which is no knowledge of that.
But Dr. Brash, Nicky Hager says that these emails were stolen. Does this worry you that there's people so close to you within the National Party who are prepared to speak to them about that?